Blog Talk Radio.
It's now time for Breaking Chains to Fill God's Prayer House, where prayer, praise, healing, and deliverance will take place. Join us every Tuesday as we praise the Lord and bring you the Word of God. Call in with your testimony and your prayer request at 858-357-9137 or catch the live stream at www.blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio.
Pastor Rob, would you please open up the prayer line with prayer, please?
Gracious and merciful Father, in the name of your Son, Jesus the Christ, as we are led of the Holy Spirit this evening, Father God, we give you the honor, the glory, and the praise as we thank you for this glorious day, O Lord, as we thank you for life itself, Father God, as we ask you to forgive us for our sins. Father God, we ask that you bless us tonight, Father God. Open up our minds and our hearts to receive your word, to receive your blessings, Father God. Father God, to receive your healing and deliverance, Father God. Bless Pastor Smith, Father God, to be your vessel tonight, Father God, to touch our hearts and minds, Father God, to release every demon tonight, Father God, to cast down every evil spirit in the name of Jesus, Father God. Bless us, guide us, and strengthen every home that's represented tonight, Father God. Watch over us and keep us in the name of Jesus, Father God. We say amen, amen, and amen.
Praise the Lord. Sister Tamara.
Welcome all back to our prayer line. I would like to give you some information on how you can reach out to us. We have a prayer line service twice a week. You can call in and listen live on Tuesday or Wednesday night. The Tuesday night number is 858-357-9137, and that begins at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Our Wednesday night number is 916-588-9137. 9688, and that begins at 8 p.m., also Pacific Standard Time. Every second and fourth Sunday, you can also listen live at 2:15 p.m. on the Wednesday night number. Special prayer requests can be emailed to fghprayer@yahoo.com or written to Full Gospel House of Prayer, P.O. Box 1366, North Highlands, California, 95660. We also have a website, and that's fullgospelhouse.org. If the Tuesday night number has any interference, please use the Wednesday night number as a backup. Full Gospel House of Prayer, Second Extension, meets every second and fourth Sunday at 1:30 p.m. Our address is 2800 West Rumble Road, that's R-U-M-B-L-E, Road in the city of Modesto, California, inside the multipurpose room. Our next dates for service are October 13th and October 27th. It is now time for our testimonies. Please keep your testimonies 1 to 2 minutes or less. And please remember, now's a great time to check your phone and make sure you push mute if you're not speaking. God bless.
Praise the Lord. Do anyone have a testimony tonight?
Yes, Pastor Smith, this is Sister Penny. I just want to testify that the Bible revival was so well. God really came in. He really moved for the people in Mobile, Alabama. And I just thank him and I praise him for it. So many people received it. They accepted the word of God in their life, and it went forth in their life. And I am just so glad that those people were touched. I am just waiting for those people. You know who you are. You know, Pastor Smith, lay hands on you and prophesy in your life. You know what happened, and I just am waiting to hear a testimony from you. So I just thank God the testimonies will come forth, because signs and wonders always follow when you lay hands, Pastor Smith, and you prophesy in people's lives. So I just thank God for all his glory. He gets all of it.
Praise the Lord. Do anyone else have a testimony tonight?
Yes, Pastor Smith, Pastor Rod, down here in Mobile, Alabama. I want to give that testimony from Mobile and say that God did do a miraculous work here in Mobile, and the power of God was felt, And that power was touched all the way with the artist that you laid hands on and some of the other people. I've heard the testimony from them here in Mobile. And actually, they are looking forward to taking a trip out to California to come and visit with you all. So that power of God and the Holy Spirit was definitely felt here in Mobile. And we are very grateful for you and the family coming out here to visit with us. So God bless you and thank you very much.
Praise the Lord. Do anyone else have a testimony tonight? Well, I have a testimony. I thank Pastor Rod for setting everything up. I thank God for the young man that came in from, I think, Montgomery, Brother Andrew Tony. Beautiful praise and worship service. Oh, just so anointed. And I just thank God for the Langham family that took care of everything for us, the cost of the fellowship hall that we were in. I thank God for the Langham family, and I thank God for how they were so hospitable. They took me out to the Bay River, to the Mobile Bay, and had such a beautiful dinner. I thank God for all the support, and I thank God for the things that the Holy Spirit moved in that place. So I praise God for it. If there is not any more testimonies, we're going to go into the Word of God. Father, I thank you for your Word tonight. Father, your Word is a deliverance Word. And we must pray the Word. We must stand on the Word. Everything else will wither away, but your Word stands forever. Father, we thank you for the breath of God to breathe on this Word tonight and bring life to the hearers in deliverance by faith. In Jesus' name. You have your Bibles. Will you please turn to Ephesians 6, verse 13, in the book of Jude. There's only one chapter in that book, and that verse will be verse 9, Jude, verse 9. Again, Ephesians 6, verse 13, and Jude 9. When you get those two books, could you please say amen?
Amen.
Tonight is a night of warfare prayer. We must remember we are in conflict with the enemy who's out to bring destruction against our daily life. A spirit that does not abide by any rules of God. And this spirit is a scheming spirit that desires to destroy. And we're in a spiritual conflict against this spirit of the devil. And we have need of the Holy Ghost, the help of the Holy Spirit, always. And so warfare prayer is using prayer as a weapon to battle against the spiritual force of evil. And it's in regard to our daily life, saints of God, waging war against an unseen spirit who is an enemy, who's out to overthrow the believers. But we must remember in warfare prayers, remember God is in charge, not a human, no individual. God is in charge. And it's always thy will be done. And our prayers are to be directed to God only, because you can't stop Satan. The Spirit of the Lord does the work. And we're going to see by the Word of God. Because these schemes that Satan has set up against your daily life, your jobs, your children, your welfare, your homes, your health, all these things that we daily need every day, there's an enemy that's fighting against us. And we're in a constant battle. And so that battle is an evil force. And that battle, that devil come to assault and attack us and to bring all types of disturbance in our lives. He comes to violate us, saints of God. He comes to slander. He comes to bring all altercation against you. And so this night, we're going to come in agreement with the Word of God. It's not about humans. Humans can't do this. God must be in charge, saints of God. Human cannot stop Satan. God is in charge through his son Jesus on the cross. He defeated Satan for our sake. And so we have to put on the whole armor of God. Begin with Ephesians 6 and 13, please.
Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand.
He said, put on the whole armor of God in this evil day. We're in an evil day, so we can stand against the attacks of Satan. And we can stand our ground only because we have the whole armor of God. It's all about putting on God's armor. Flesh and blood cannot do this. You're in a conflict, saints of God. And I'm so concerned because of the word of God. We must stand on it, not on what humans say, but what the word of God says. Because humans' word cannot come against the devil. We have to stand on his word and put the whole. We are instructed tonight to put on the whole armor of God. When you have the whole armor of God on you, you have protection. You have a bulletproof vest over you. You have a barrier over you because fiery darts is coming against you every single day. You have a weapon on you. That's what God instructs us to do, just to put on the armor of God, and he's going to do the work. Put on the armor of God. Put on that covering of protection. I do that every single day. When I wake, I begin to bless, and I begin to worship, and I begin to place the whole armor of God on my family, on my loved ones, on myself. I begin to place that armor to protect me as I go out in the day. I don't forget it. It's in my remembrance. It's in my thoughts. It's in my heart to war against the spirits of Satan. And so many times we're in such a busy time in life, we forget to do that. And we don't put the armor on us. We go out into our jobs, and the enemy comes and attacks. He set up schemes to take your job, saints of God. He set up schemes. He come in to collapse your life. He come in to collapse your livelihood. He comes in to collapse your future. He comes in to bring a target against everything that God's will in your life. I want to encourage you tonight that that's a scheme of the enemy. He comes in to what? To collapse everything in your life to bring disorder, saints of God. Systems set up against us by the devil to bring disorder in our lives. His intention is to target us, all of us. He goes around fishing for things, any kind of angle that he can use, any kind of scheme. He don't play by the rules, saints of God. He have no rule. He's an unruly spirit tonight. And that's why the saints of God must put on the whole armor of God. I'm talking about every single day. You're so busy. You're moving so fast. And the enemy is waiting for you on your jobs. He's waiting on you in any kind of assault that he can set up against you to attack you, to bring an outbreak on your life, to violate you, to do anything to bring altercation against you, to ensnare you. Because it's a command, it's a mandate that we put on the whole armor of God. What am I saying? It's to cover your daily life, every single day. And so many times we are so quick rushing, we don't do it. But I'm encouraging you tonight, when you place that's instruction from the Holy Spirit. When you place the armor of God, you have a covering over you. You have protection over you. It's a bulletproof. It's a vest to shield you. It's a defense against the enemy. And what happens? God does all the work. God takes charge because you have the come on you. God takes charge. What am I saying tonight? God, come against the schemes of the evil one for you. God, come against those things the devil wants to collapse over your life. God, come against your children being incarcerated. So many children is incarcerated in this time as never before because their parents don't put the whole arm of God over their life. Their parents forget to cover them and protect them through the word of God. Their parents is in negligent in this hour. And the children are being incarcerated. The children are being assaulted. The children are getting time. It's so many children is in institution in this hour because the families are forgetting to put the whole arm of God over their children. Your life is in shambles in this hour. Going to work, being assaulted by the enemy on your job, setting up things on your job to collapse you, setting up things against your livelihood to bring you down, setting up things against the work against you in every area of your life, your livelihood I'm talking about tonight. But this is a word of encouragement tonight that the Spirit of God is concerned about your daily life tonight. And the Spirit of God stops the devil. The Spirit of God has charge over everything. You can't rebuke no devil. The devil is alive when people begin to pray those crazy prayers. You can't stop no devil. God is in charge, and God stops the devil. Jude 9 verse, please.
Yet Michael, the archangel, when contending with the devil, he disputed about the body of Moses, durst not bring against him a railing accusation, but said, "The Lord rebuke thee."
This is about Michael the archangel. He didn't dare condemn the devil with his own words. But he said, "The Lord rebuke you." He put God in charge. I'm telling you today, you need to put God in charge. This is an angel, a force of God. He did not try to come in and take charge of what God has already done through his son. He didn't dispute with Satan. He didn't come with a word against Satan, because when Satan was trying to come against the body of Moses, but he began to put the word. He said what? "The Lord rebuke you, Satan. The Lord rebuke you, Satan." We need to learn how to pray. We need to learn how to stand on the word. You don't have charge over no demons and no devil. The Lord have charge over demons and devils. And when the word of God said, "The Lord rebuke you," you're putting God in charge. You're saying, "I'm trusting the scripture. I'm trusting the power of God. I'm submitting to his will. I have no direct charge, but God have charge over the devil." And he began to tell that devil, "The Lord rebuke you." He allowed God to have charge to overthrow Satan. We're going to go in warfare prayer tonight, saints of God, using the scriptures, not by any person interpretation, but the word of God, to stand on the word of God concerning your daily life. Concerning things that Satan has set up to what? Bring a collapse over your life. A system that Satan don't follow rules. He's a disobedient spirit. And he come to bring disorder in your life. He come to target us, all of us, all the believers. He come with all these schemes to what? To overthrow us, saints of God. But when we stand on the word of God, because we have need of the help of the Holy Spirit tonight, everything was defeated on the cross. And I'm not going to back down. I'm going to stand on his word tonight. Because why? I'm covered with the armor. You're covered with the armor. We're in battle tonight, but we have armor over us. And that armor is to protect us from these organized forces of darkness. The spirit that's been sent out by Satan to assault, to attack, to bring disturbance on our lives. The Spirit of God is the one that locked down Satan. We cannot lock down Satan. And we need to learn how to pray the word of God as never before. Satan cannot come against the word. The spirit of the Lord said, I cast out the spirit of darkness with my word. Satan is stopped by the word of God. Man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. When Jesus was in the wilderness, he came against Satan with God's word. His word stopped Satan. He came back again, but Jesus put the word on that demonic spirit again. And that devil left Jesus, and then God sent a ministering angel to minister strength to Jesus. And that's what we need to do in this hour as never before, because the devil leave and he will come back. He did it for Jesus. He's going to do it against you and I. He'll leave and he'll come back. But you have to place the whole armor of God upon you every single day. And what do you do? Thine will be done. The armor is over me. I have a shield over me. And I'm looking for and I'm trusting God to do what I cannot do. The Lord rebuke you, Satan. Everything you've sent out against my job, the Lord rebuke you, Satan. Everything you sent out against my children, the Lord rebuke you, Satan. Everything you sent out against my livelihood, the Lord rebuke you, Satan. Everything that God has purposed in my life, the Lord rebuke you, Satan. What am I saying tonight? The Lord collapse Satan. The Lord overthrows Satan. The Lord goes in that place where you cannot go. Because why? Because Jesus was anointed by God with the Holy Ghost and power to come against the wiles of Satan for your sake. Acts 10:38. Jesus was anointed by God with Holy Ghost and with power. He was anointed to come against those spirit that oppresses us, saints of God. And so he gave us the authority to put on the armor tonight, to place the armor over us tonight, that bulletproof vest, that protection over us tonight, that weapon that Satan can't come through. When he don't see the armor over you, he going to come in and do damage, saints of God. But when you place the whole armor of God over you, that's a defense. That's a barrier against the wiles of Satan. It's a weapon that prevents Satan. Fiery darts going to come, but they have to what? Bounce off. So that's why it's so important to pray the word of God, to stand on the word of God. It's a weapon against Satan, saints of God. Why? Because we got to remember God is in charge. Thy will be done. Our prayer must be directed to God alone. Thy will be done. The rebuking of Satan is done by the Lord, not us. The rebuking of Satan is done by the Lord and not us. All we have to do is what? Stand on the scripture. Trust God, his power. And submit to his will. And the spirit of God, what? He does the work. And so this is a word of encouragement tonight. God is concerned about your what? Your daily life. Concerned about you having jobs. He said, if a man don't work, it's your need. He give you jobs. He wants you to be in a place where you can work. When the enemy comes to steal your jobs, which is God's will for you to have a job, you put the armor of God over you and have the Lord rebuke that demon that's sent out with all documents, all conflicts, evil co-workers, charges that's false against you, children that's in the wrong place at the wrong time get set up, end up being incarcerated, falling illness coming against you that's set up by Satan. God wants you to know he's your strength, and your time of weakness, his strength is made perfect. When the enemy comes in and annoy everything in your life and causing all kinds of collapse, and the purpose of God is not being fulfilled in your life, you have a purpose, saints of God. You were placed on this earth with the purpose of God. His will for you to do something in this earth concerning kingdom work. And Satan has attacked many of the believers in this hour. But tonight, we're coming together with the weapon against Satan, which is the word of God. He could not stop the word. Jesus Christ is the word in demonstration. He came in demonstration of power by the anointing of God. The Spirit of God allowed Jesus to deliver us from the power of darkness and translate us into the kingdom of his dear Son. It's already done, saints of God. We have to place the arm of God upon us as never before in this hour. Because there are Satan, spirits of darkness, forces and principalities, systems that set up to destroy your livelihood this night. But we have a weapon against the devil. It's the word of God. We're standing on the scripture. We have the whole armor of God upon us tonight by faith. A protective shield against the powers of darkness. Stand on his word, knowing that the Holy Spirit is in charge to rebuke the devil that's coming against your household, coming against your livelihood, coming against the purpose that God has set you in the earth, that caused you to be alive. There's his purpose, not our purpose. We were sent in this earth for the purpose of God. And there's things that God has purposed before you was born to do, and Satan wants those things to be collapsed this hour. But tonight, we're going to stand in warfare prayer. We're going to come in Jesus' name. We're going to come knowing that the Spirit of the Lord has charge over the devil, that the Spirit of the Lord, as he spoke through Michael, the archangel, he said, "The Lord rebuke you, Satan," when he was trying to come against the body of Moses. Michael didn't fight the devil. He placed the name of God over that thing that Satan desired to do. That the Lord rebuke, that the Lord stop Satan. And that's what God wants you and I to stand on tonight. Do anyone have need of prayer tonight? Father, in the name of Jesus, we're in warfare against the force of darkness as never before. The word of God said, in time, Satan would try to wear the saints out. Saints are being in a place where they're getting worn out by the evil one. The schemes and the plans to bring about a collapse in their lives. Things that Satan, his system, his unruly spirit, causing disorder in the lives of your people. Targeting them, oh God, in every place, there's an angle he can get in. If he see a gate open, he's going to come in to try to collapse our lives. But we come tonight in agreement on the word of God tonight. Because man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. Father, we thank you tonight, remembering that God, you're in charge. That thy will be done tonight. Father, tonight we come in Jesus' name that the Lord rebuke every demonic power that set out against assignments on the jobs of your people. Those, oh God, that must stand before a system that's not fair, that's not in a place of justice. Father, we ask that tonight that the Lord rebuke every scheme of Satan over people in this hour. In the places where they're working, there's a spirit on jobs as never before. Because Satan knows his time is short. He's frustrating them. He's causing them to be assaulted, bringing false charges against them, overworking them, doing everything he can to fire them. But the Lord rebuked your plans tonight over the believers tonight in job forces tonight. The Lord rebuke you, Satan, in Jesus' name. The Spirit of God stop the plans of Satan in the name of Jesus. That home that's in disarray tonight. Those children that's incarcerated. Going before boards that want to give them more time. The Lord rebuke you, Satan, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, you're God of new beginning. You're God of many chances. Father, go in those places where someone needs a second chance tonight and cause the doors of incarceration to be opened by the Holy Ghost tonight. The Lord rebuke Satan in Jesus' name. They have men and women locked down, bind up, incarcerated. Unfair justice in Jesus' name. That the Spirit of God go into those places that they're experiencing injustice. The Lord rebuke you, Satan, in Jesus' name. Take the chains off of them. It's a form of slavery in this hour with a document and with a pen. Oh, God, move into the injustice, God, in the justice system. The Lord rebuke you, Satan, in the name of Jesus. People that's homeless on the street, can't get jobs, can't pay their way because their things are out of control. They don't make enough money to get places to live, dwelling. You desire we have safe dwelling tonight. The Lord rebuke you, Satan, in Jesus' name. This homeless epidemic that's moving over the world. The Lord rebuke you, Satan, in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray for homes. I pray for marriage. I pray for relationship. I pray for bodies that the Spirit of God rebuke the schemes of Satan, that the Spirit of God come against that spirit that's targeting your saints in Jesus' name, that the Lord rebuke that spirit that's fishing out of anger against your people. The Lord confuse his plan. The Lord rebuke you, Satan, in the name of Jesus. Those that has careers on hold, the Lord rebuke you, Satan, in the name of Jesus. The Spirit of God take the hold off of careers. Those places, oh God, that they must go in, those doors that you must open, the Lord rebuke Satan from closing doors tonight. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for the peace of God that passes understanding. Allow your peace, oh God, and your rest to be upon your people tonight, to stand on the word of God, doing all they can do to stand. Stand therefore in the power of God. I come against everything in Jesus' name, that the Lord rebuke anything that will cause them to stagger or stumble tonight. Believe the word of God. Trust what his word said. Stand on his word. Father, the Spirit of the Lord rebuke every naysayers that's sending words against them. Words are powerful. We come in the name of Jesus. The Lord rebuke every imagination, every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bring into authority every thought. Every thought been sent out. The Lord rebuke every negative thought. The Lord rebuke every evil thought. The Lord rebuke every evil plan against your people tonight in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Father Jesus. They must stand in faith tonight, not wavering, because if you waver, you don't receive anything from God. You're tossed like the sea. Father, stop the seas. Cause the seas to obey your word tonight. Cause seas to be calm in their life. Those places in their life that's been tossed tonight. Cause every sea, every wavering spirit, the Lord rebuke and stop the plans of Satan. Have them to stand in faith tonight. For the Lord thy God has given his angel charge to keep them in all of their ways. Father, I thank you tonight that the spirit of rest is upon your people. They rest in your rest to receive manifestation tonight. And Father, we're going to glorify you. We're going to praise you. We are in a spirit of expectancy. Expecting to see the hands of God rebuking and stopping Satan, because the Lord have charge over our lives to keep us in all our ways. And we're going to praise you for it. And we're going to thank you for it, because it's your word that you have charge, that you rebuke Satan, and it's done by you, O Father. And we give you praise tonight. We trust in the power of God, and we submit to your will. Thine will be done in the name of Jesus. Be blessed, saints of God. Get up every morning and robe yourself with the armor of God. It's so important in this end time that we're living in. It's to protect you in your daily activities. The armor of God is a protection. It's a garrison. It's a weapon of defense. It's a barrier. It's bulletproof. And the Spirit of God takes charge. Be blessed in Jesus' name.
Amen. You know that they say that miracles went out with the apostles, but I really beg to differ. And I'm declaring right now that God is still a miracle worker. Can I get a witness anywhere? Yeah. Hallelujah.
He'll create a scene to draw a crowd, to work a miracle. Yes, God will. He'll create a scene to draw a crowd, to work a miracle. Yes, he will. 'Cause my God is that good. That good. That good, yeah. Yes, he is. My God is that good. At the water well, yeah. Won't he do it? What about the time he blessed the fish and bread, yeah? Won't he do it? What about the time that he called Lazarus from death, yeah? Won't he do it? Create a scene, yeah. To draw a crowd, to work a miracle. Won't he will? Yes, God will, yeah, yeah. To create a scene.
to dedicate this song to my pastor, my father-in-law, Bishop Algie Morgan. He's still working miracles, y'all. Yeah.
Listening to Breaking Chains with God's Prayer House on YAP Radio, where we give praise and worship to the Lord and bring the Word of God. You can call in your testimony and your prayer request at 858-357-9137 every Tuesday and catch the live stream at www.blogtalkradio.com/YAP Radio. That's Breaking Chains, where we leave a mark that can't be erased by breaking the chains of silence.
Thanks for turning us on this evening. Just know we are here to assist you in recovering your light from back from the darkness. Speak the Truth with Young Adults Talk Live, a ministry for the people of God. So let's join together and recover what's ours. God bless you from the Young Adults Talk family.